We were doing the Sugya Dalet Amud Aleph, different aspects of it. I want to finish tonight with the final phase in that. And then next week we'll go on to the next group of topics on B'fame Nechta, B'fame Nechta. The last thing that we discussed, which was 2 weeks ago, was the position of the Ran and how he reads. Again, we were discussing this grand debate between the Rif on the one hand, the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban on the one hand, and the Bali Tosis on the other, in the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir regarding Shtoros, whether Eidei Hasira Karsi or Eidei Chasima Karsi, whether or not the contract is established by the presence of witnesses at the time that the contract or the stipulation is handed over, or whether or not it's the signing in the contract. That's the major, major debate about Shtoros. And what we were discussing was the argument between the Rif and the Bali Tosis, whether Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Eidei Basira Karsi, what does he believe about Eidei Chasima? Is that also Karsi or not? Rif says either Eidei Chasima or Eidei Basira. The view of the Bali Tosis is only Eidei Basira, not Eidei Chasima. This has many, many important applications. We went through the arguments back and forth between the Rif and the Bali Tosis. So I want to start with one aspect of this that we didn't discuss fully yet, and that is Moder Rabbi Elazar ben Mizuyach Mitoch. The Gemara here at Dalet Amud Aleph, when it was looking for the author of the Mishnah, who would require a B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. After all, according to Rabbah, the requirement of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta is connected to the issue of Lishma. And Lishma should either be required in the Ksiva Saget or in the Chasima Saget. But it shouldn't be required in both. Why would you need Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? That's the Gemara's question. So at one point, the Gemara came up with the following answer. This may be the final answer. The Gemara here on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, El Liolam Rabbi Eliezer. Right, three lines down from the top of the page. Eliyolam Rabbi Elazar, he v'chilo bayu Rabbi Elazar chasima heichad deleke edim klal heichad deika edim by. When does Rabbi Elazar not require? When does he not require lishma? When does Rabbi Elazar not require chasima? When there is no chasima, but when there are edim choose to sign on in the shtar in the get. So then, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Lishma would be Ma'akev. Da'ama Rabbi Abba, Moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer agrees, B'mezuyaf mitocho shehu pasal. This is a very important principle. Gemara basically says that even if you don't need Eidei Chasima, if you have Eidei Chasima, they're held to a high standard, and that high standard will determine that there'll be a psula shelo lishma. That's what the Gemara says. That's Rabbi Abba. The question is to understand this halacha. What do you mean that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't require Edom to sign, but if they do sign, they have to be held to the standard of lishma? What sense does that make? So the Bali Tosis already bothered by this question. Tamilari, if you look at the big Tosis, Modra Belazar b'mzuyav mitocho, we didn't discuss this yet. Tamilari, ma inyan shelo lishma l'mzuyav mitocho. What does mzuyav mitocho have to do? Literally, the words mzuyav mitocho mean that it's like it's forged. It's like, you know, an internal flaw. It's like you're using a forged document and you're not allowed to do that. This isn't a forged document. It's a document in which there simply isn't lishma on the chasima. Lishma is a very, you know, high and, you know, additional kind of a requirement. It's a high standard. Not only does the writing or the signing have to reflect the true intention of the parties, but it has to be written, you know, not generically, but specifically with this person in mind. So, if the document is written shelo lishma, just one second, if it's written shelo lishma, does that mean it's mezuyah? Not at all. Right? Yeah.
It seems to me it's like a sofer writing Shem Hashem without going to the mikvah.
But a sefer Torah needs a lishma. Right? But according to Rabbi Elazar, the ksiva needs lishma. Because the word v'kasav means v'kasav law, ksiva lishma. But chassima, we don't need chassima to begin with. The shemos is all in the Sefer Torah. Everything needs lishma. Right, so it's a good example, but it seems like we don't have the exact parallel in Gittin. So the question is, what's going on here? Now, do we know this notion, Rav Elazar, Zmoda, Benzuyef, Mitocho, in any other context? It seems from Tosfos that we do. And in fact, we do. If you look at the Gemara later on in Daf Yud, Gemara says that if you have non-Jewish signators in a get, right, according to Rabbi Meir, or according to Rav Elazar, that will be absolved. According to Rabbi Meir, because they're apostle, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because Moda, Rav Elazar, Benzuyef, Mitocho. The Gemara tells a story in Sanhedrin that there was a certain Shtar Matana, and it was signed by two witnesses who happened to be Krovim Ahadadi. They were related to each other. The Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says, what's the problem? Let it be according to Rabbi Eliezer. You don't need the Eidim anyway. The Gemara says, Mod Rabbi Elazar ben Mizuyef Mitocho. In other words, when you have Eidim who are Psulim, either because they're non-Jews or because they're related to each other, so Rabbi Lanz's rule is that if you have no witnesses, fine. If you have witnesses, let them be ksherim. Eidim psulim are worse than no witnesses at all. So Tosa is saying that's all fine and good when you're talking about psulim eidim. Why? As Tosa says, krovim, apsulim, dahasam, the din mitzal, mishum duma asil mismach ilayu, la siya, la hotzimam and al pm. Afal p, this is a very important hashkafic point, shadavar ms. After all, the truth is, let's say it's all true. Let's say Eidim Psulim sign. But the truth is, the message is authentic. Maybe there was a Havah, there was a Necher, there was a Gerushin. So why do we care if you're going to rely on them when we know their message is consistent with what took place? The answer is, this is the important Hashkafic point, that Osil Mismach on something which should not be relied upon, even when it's true, is a problem. Meaning, the means are important, not just the ends. How do we know this is so? This is a Gemara that we learned actually in the beginning of the year, where the Gemara said the following. The Gemara said, what happens if you write without Zman? Let's say you write a contract without Zman. Right? Without putting in the time. So the Gemara says, Nincha gabe edim Zimnin dechazu biksava umisadi. Well, what are you going to do with this? Who's going to hold on to it? We should always be worried that since the time is not in there, that it will be abused, that people will, you know, use it for improper, in an improper function. So the Gemara says all sorts of possibilities. Leave it with this party, leave it with that party. Well, what am I saying? Let the Edom hold on to it. They're objective, they're detached, they have no negios. Let them hold on to it. So the Gemara says, if the Edom hold on to it, what we're worried about is that they'll forget the Edos, but they'll have the Shtar. They'll look at the Shtar, and they'll come to court, and they'll testify about what they saw in the Shtar. So the problem is, Brachmana Amar Mipiyam, Velo Mipiksavam. So, what's the problem? So, as Tosis points out in Ksuvis, and Bavchaf, and Yavamos, and that Daf, the truth of the matter is, if the Edom were to come to court, and they were to testify, we saw the following information in the Shtar. According to the Bali Tosis, that would be fine. That wouldn't be Eid Mipi'a, it wouldn't be hearsay, because we have this rule of Resh Lakish, Eidim HaKasum HaMal HaShtar, Nasa Kemishin Echrei Dusa Bebezdin. It's like they would come to court, says Tosis, and say, you know, we were sitting in Judge X's court when the verdict was pronounced against so-and-so. Is that Eid Mipi'a? Is that hearsay? No. Hearsay is, you have two witnesses on an event, they haven't come to court, the two witnesses don't make it to court, they tell me what they saw, and I transmit it to the Beis Din. That's called Eid Mipi'eid, hearsay. We call it, both of us lawyers, we call that hearsay? Okay. I thought I would destroy the ranks for, you know, for a moment. I don't know if there are lawyers on this side, too. I know there are lawyers on this side. So the, I know we have medical men over there, and okay. So the, what's the point? The point is that if you are made on the content of a shtar, that's according to Bali Tosis. That's like being made about a psak din. That's how far Resh Lakish goes. It's an amazing idea. So what's wrong if Edim have a shtar in their possession, right? It jogs their, doesn't jog their memory. They look at the shtar, They now know what took. They'd come to court and they said, "This is what we saw in the shtar." They'd be fine. We'd accept the testimony. Instead, they don't do that. They look at the shtar. They come to court and they say, "This is the get took place on this day," representing as if they remembered it. Right? Had they been honest about it and transmitted it, we don't remember a thing. It's all a blank. It's all a blur. Right? But the shtar, which we have in our possession, says this is what happened. That would be fine. Right? But since they represent it inaccurately, al pidin, that's a problem that Pian Vilon picks up. It's a tremendous idea. Right? The means are important. The vehicle is as important in some cases as the content of the testimony. So therefore, here too, the idea that you're going to possibly rely on this matter on Edim who are Krovim, Edim who are Rishayim, right, etc., is a problem. That's the idea of Modo Rabbi Eliezer ben Mizuyif Mitocho in a case of Edim Psulim. Even though the content is fine, Afabishu Omer Emes. But if we're talking about Lishma, where's the Asi Lemismach Alayu? There's no false evidence. There's no false representation here. It just is a chasimah sayin shalol lishma. Aval haka she'edim she'er b'elah shechasim shalol lishma ma takala yesh b'kach in nismach aleihem. What is going to be the problem? What problem? What issue is there relying upon them? V'leik l'meimer di sharina b'chasim shalol lishma yavala hachshir zimnin diyachdim utchila. Lest you say, if you're allowed to operate with a get which is written with chatzimos shalol lishma, then people will be tempted to get the edim to sign first, like a blank check, and then later they'll put the details in, and that of course is not proper. The hasav lake edus kalal the imkain, but if you're worried about that, mitamze gam b'sharshtar sayolanu lahatzrich chatzim lishma. Tosfos is being very logical. If the problem is that if you allow the chasima, shalom lishma, then you're worried that there'll be pre-signed blank checks, right? Then this shouldn't be a problem only in Gittin, where there's a problem of mezuyach mitocho because of lack of lishma. It should be a problem of lack of lishma in all shtaros. There's no din of lishma in all shtaros. There's a din of lishma in Gittin, possibly Makokas, Sugin Kiddushin, Daptesim, and Aleph, about Kiddushin, Eved Kanani, because of La, Shikur Eved, but there's no din of Lishma in a Shtar Mecher, right? So Tosa says, V'yeshlomar, de mikamokom nikil, amikzor chasima atu ksiva, din ein osim chasima lishma, gazrinan pen lo yichtivu gamma ksiva lishma. Tosa comes up with a simple, not such a satisfying answer, and that is, that the problem of chasima shalol lishma is a gzeira. Chasima atu ksiva. That's the problem. Okay. Nothing more, nothing less than that. However, if that's the case, it's really quite different than the other two cases of the Gemara, both of which are psulei edim. Again, krovim, putim, same phrase, modu Rav Elazar, same author, Rav Abba, but very different meanings. In one case is Shalo Yismoch Alayu, right? The idea that better no witnesses than improper witnesses. Here, it's a totally different Gzeira, really. Gzeiras Chasima Atu Ksiva Shalo Lishma. That's Tosis' conclusion. They're pressed into saying this because they don't have any alternative. But this is the problem with it, to such an extent that there are poskim who say, well, there are two answers in this Gemara. Gemara was looking for a time in the Mishnah to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav according to Rabbah, the Shema. So the Gemara gave two answers. One is Modu Rabbi Elazar ben Mizuyif Mitocho, what we're trying to figure out right now. The other one was the next line in the Gemara where the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have Mechubar, the ksiva or mechubar, the chasima, either one is a psul. Because you need ksiva and chasima, just like ksiva and chasima are psulim, the mechubar, so too ksiva and chasima require lishma. So there are some poskim who say, since the Gemara then gives a second answer, the first answer is shalom ibn ilchasa. not the principle of Rabbi Eliezer or of Rabbi Abba that Moder Rabbi Lazar Mizuim Mitocha. When it comes to Edim Psulim Kutim, when it comes to Krovim, that principle remains. We still say Moder Rabbi Lazar Mizuim Mitocha. But as far as applying it also to Lishma, which seems like such a weak, much weaker Mizuim Mitocha, maybe that idea is dropped according to the Maskana. Or that other maskana of the Gemara. Right. Most of Sharm don't hold that way, but some do. Yeah.
You define chasimah shalom lishmoa where the signature took place before the document was written.
That's one day of Tosfos, not the final day.
Because actually, you would say that's not a chasimah at all.
Yeah, that's right. Tosfos says the reason. Tosfos thought this is the next to final idea. Tosfos said maybe the reason that you need chasimah lishma is because if you're able to just write chasima without any lishma, you'll write it too early. So Tosfos says, if that's true, it's not a lishma problem. Exactly what you're asking. It's not a lishma problem. It's a psul in the shahr. It's false testimony. That's why he says it should apply even in shahr staros, even when there's no din of lishma. That's why he says it can't be that. It has to be a different reason.
In Kedushin, saying chasima
right.
But if you say the Inyan of Kedushin, that is enough. It's in Kedushin.
Right.
It could be the same thing in Gittin. If you're saying, speaking about Gittin, you have right. The Chasima before the Ksiva.
Well, the difference is that at Kedushin, remember, you don't need a star. Right? Kedushin has three drachen. There's Kesef, there's Shtar, there's Bia. Even when you go the route of Shtar, right, the fact that there are methods of Kiddushin that are not the Shtar, right, establish that the way that you write the well, at least it's an open question. Yeah, you all need that. But when it comes to Gittin's a different story because it's only the Kosav Lasefer Krusis. Therefore, we're very careful about the way that the Shtaros are going to be written. Okay, that's Tosis's view and the problem with Tosis's view. What other way is there to explain this position? So the Rajba has another suggestion. Those who have we gave out the sheets. The Rajba has an amazing idea. He starts off, discussing Tosis's problem, and then, if you see, I put a little check on the sides to make it a little easier. There's 3, 6, 7 lines down. So he says, "Venira." Everybody have it? Venira to mishum hachi karle mizuyef mitocha mishum diladidei ksiba lishma boy v'chasimasan shal eden mechlal ksiva sageti. This is an amazing idea. Okay, meaning what? What's the problem? Problem is, right, when you're confronted with, this whole idea of Rababa, Modra Blazim Zuv Mitoko, on the surface, it's very puzzling. Right? If you don't need Eide Chasima, how can the presentation of Eide Chasima, Shalol Lishma, how could that be worse than no Eide Chasima at all? Right? It's strange. This is why Tosfos says the whole thing is Rabbanan, and then he has to explain, Zera this, Atu that, fine. So the Rajba came up with a brilliant kind of a bridge. And what he said is, listen, according to Rabbi Lazar, do you need Ksiva Lishma? 100%. The Kasav law, Sefer Krisos. You don't need Chasima Lishma per se, but you need Ksiva Lishma. But maybe when you decide to integrate the Chasima into the Get, that too becomes part of the Ksiva. That the ksiva isn't only, this is the chiddush, the elements that are indispensable, right? The ksiva also includes other elements that are effective. What? Not whatever you write necessarily, but at least things that you write that are meaningful and significant. For example, if you were to start writing all sorts of extraneous information, would that also constitute the kasav law lishma? So look very carefully the way the Rajba writes it. So the Rajba came up with an ingenious kind of a bridge which would connect the view of Rabbi Eliezer of a kasav law lishma with the concept of chasimos. But how are you going to explain that? So he adds, the chasimasan shel edim, the signature of the edim, mechlal ksivas haget, he is incorporated in the ksiva. Why? Because it's simple to say, but you have to explain it. The pa'anim she'ein kan edei mesira. Sometimes, now what does he mean by this? He's operating with the position so far of the Balei Tosfos, which means after the get is given, the edei mesira, and you have to prove, let's say the woman wants to get remarried, and the bezin says, what do you mean? Last we heard of her, she was an Eish HaSish. So she has to prove some, she has to produce some sort of evidence that she is free to remarry. So she comes to court, she can't find the Eidei Mesira. But if she listens to the Chachamim, who Mipnei Tikkun Olam suggest that you always sign Eidim onto the Shtar, so what will happen will be, there are no Eidei Mesira, but the Getzeh Niskayim B'chosamav. You can go to a signature expert, or you can compare the handwriting, and establish that these Eidei Chasima are authentic, right? And that they produce a raya that there in fact was a gerushin, the kasher of Rav Elazar, the Neimar Rinan, kivin sheniskayim b'chosamav, since there was kiyum b'chosamav, you check the signatures, lav mezuyifu, it's not a forgery, ubevadai kedin nimsara b'fnei shnayim. This is the key to prove he's talking within the Balei Tosfos view. It's true, Rav Elazar always needs two real witnesses, meaning Eidei Mesira, to be considered a Kinyan Gerushin. If they're not present, why, we can establish that they were present by means of the Raya of Eidei Chasima. And everything went perfectly, swimmingly, in the process of this get. Lishma, right? The Talush, the Shartikune Aget, all of this is attested to by what? Eidei Chasima, as we've explained many times. Hakol, the Hechsher, Nasa. That's what Reish Lakish does. It validates all the questions. It solves all the problems of a get until you have contrary evidence. The Kivan, the Eidei Chasima, Mashvel Aget Kosher, the Vadai Mechal Ksivas Aget Hein. This is a tremendous Chiddush. Even though the Eidei Chasima could not work on their own, since they provide valuable information about the Kinyan, even though they themselves are inadequate to accomplish the Kinyan without the Eidei Mesira, nonetheless, their invaluable Raya contribution establishes, even on a Kinyan level, their presence as part of the Ksiva and not merely part of the Chasima. Therefore, kivan dechasimi alei ilochasmi lishma mizuyach mitocho karinam bei. And therefore, you'll call it mizuyach mitocho. This will be part of the kasav law of the ksiva saget. Yeah.
I don't understand this. I know by get you need the ksiva,
right,
to get.
Correct.
By kedushin you don't. But if you have a check and you don't have the signature,
right,
or you don't have the date, it's not a check.
Right.
That's my problem.
Well, this is the view of Eidei, this is Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah.
What you're saying is why, it's a very good point, it's why Rabbi Meir requires Eidei Chasima to be Karsi. But according to this, within Rabbi Eliezer, we're saying the only reason you need this is Tikkun Olam, because it isn't like a check, it's a Kinyan. In its own rights, it's like Kinyan Sudar, let's say, and therefore the question is, do we ever pay attention to the Chasimas at all? And that's where Moda Revelazim Ziv Mitoko comes in. Teidalach says the Rajva, Daget Shechosam of Goyim, Koshel Rab Shimon, Darminan Yard of Shimon the Shitasa Shrabalazar, Dama Eidim Besira Karsi, Vakshinan, the Gemara asks, Alma Rav Moda Revelazim Ziv Mitoko Shupasol, Uparkin Lachim Mayaskinan Beshemos Mubakin. The Gemara says if you have non-Jews signed into a get, but you know it's clear that these are non-Jews, Bartholomew, and I hope nobody here's name is... yeah, exactly. I don't want to say too many names because probably everybody has... that's a good name. It's certainly good as a last name, anyway. So the point is that if you have a shameless Mupakim, so then, there's no problem of Modrav Lazar Mimizuyev Mitocho. Why? Because Lo Asim Mismachal, no one takes it seriously, as I said before. Not everything that's written inside is going to be the Chalal, this Chiddush of the Kasav. What are the criteria?
So you say that?
Two. There are two main criteria.
You say that in Taisus too.
Well, Tosfos doesn't say any of this. Tosfos makes all things
Rabbanan. In Taisus, he says you're going to worry you might be samech on them for other stars.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, the Gemara itself makes a chiluk later on between shemus muhakim and not. So what's that chiluk? So according to Tosis, the chiluk exactly what you said. You're not going to rely on them because it's obvious to everybody that they're not kosher edim. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. And the way the Rashba reads the Gemara is more fundamental. What the Rashba is saying is as follows. You're turning everything into everything that you want to be postal, you have to turn into part of the ksiva. So ksiva no longer means that which is indispensable. What does it mean? That which is significant. That which contributes, right, to the process in some way. Now, how do we, what does that exclude? It excludes two types of things. Things that are utterly insignificant and trivial. Right, if you start, mumbling around or adding gratuitous information that doesn't accomplish anything, that's not part of the ksiva. Or, if you write something in which is obvious not to be relied upon, that too is not part of the ksiva. That's exactly what he's saying. So shemus mufakim is example of type 2. Right? Now, the truth is that we'll see in a moment, other Rishonim might say, just because something is defective on a Raya level, as long as it's ineffective at a Kinyan level, Ein Zeh B'Klal B'Kasav. That's why it's such a Kiddush, what the Rajba says. You could argue with point number one as well. Say this is not significant enough to the process. It's significant to the Raya part, but not to the Kinyan part. And Lishma is part of the Kinyan part of a Gen. So we'll see in a moment.
This is on the Rajba level.
On the Raisa level. Well, the Rajba is, I mean, well, I think part of the motivation is to make this din, which the Bali Tosas assume is a Drabanan, into a Daraisa. The Gemara doesn't say one way or another whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan. But,
so what about Zman then? According to understanding
that. What about Zman?
The Raya can be used as part of the definition of the Ksiva. What about Zman? Does Zman play a role?
You mean if you write the Zman, does the writing of the Zman have to be Lishma? Even though you don't need Zman Daraisa, you mean? Very well could be parallel. Because they're also, you're right, it contributes on the Raya, at least according to the Rajba, it contributes on the Raya level. It's a good point. Okay. That's what he says. Now, if you skip a little bit, So now if you skip a little bit, you'll see the Divrei Rav Alphas. Now, this is much, much easier to explain according to the Rit. And indeed, just a little bit of backer why, because again, according to Bali Tosas, Rabbi Elazar's view is that for Kenyan, you always need Eidei Mesira, right? According to the Rif, you either could go Eidei Mesira or the root of Eidei Chasima. So now, there's a whole other possible explanation for why Mod Rabbi Elazar B'Mizuyot Mitocha. Really, two other explanations. One is, if you continue with the Rajba's theory, which is, it's all part of the Kasav law. But, you don't have to go as far as the Rajba and say, even a Raya, which is inadequate as a Kinyan, is Bechlal the Ksiva. You could say, you know what's Bechlal the Ksiva? Something which in theory, right, would be Kores in its own right. For example, Chasima. Because according to the Rif, if you have only Eidei Chasima, not Eidei Mesira, that also is Kores. So even if you happen to have Eidei Mesira, the fact that this Chasima could accomplish Kinyan certainly makes it significant enough to be part of the Kasav. But I might have said, that's fine for the Rif, it's not fine for the Bali Tosas. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say, that maybe what requires Lishma in any get, forget about the Kasav, per se. Maybe what really requires Lishma is the Dabra Kores. Torah says, the Kasav La Sefer Krisis. So we always say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what does that mean? Ksiva Mamish, and according to Rabbi Meir, it means Chasima, right? That's what we always say. Is it so obvious that the word Vakasav, which is law, which is the source for Lishma, is it so obvious that it has a single fixed definition? Maybe it doesn't always mean Viksiva. Maybe it depends how you happen to be accomplishing the Kenyan in a particular way. Meaning, according to the Rif, You can either go through Eide Chasima, or you can go through Eide Mesira. Is it possible to suggest that when the Torah says because of Lolishma, what that means is whatever is kores in this particular get requires Lishma? If you go the route of Eide Mesira, right, so then you require Chasima Lishma, and you don't require Chasima Lishma. If, on the other hand, just one second, you go the route of Eide Chasima, so maybe all you require is Chasima Lishma, and not Chasima Lishma? So Mesira Lishma we've discussed. Mesira Lishma comes up, which would confirm this idea, right? So Mesira Lishma, just turn for 1 minute again to pay Bavam and Beis. I mean, the Torah says v'kas av la. It doesn't say anything about mas av la. It says v'kas av la v'nasa. So unless you say the la goes on the v'nasan as well. But this is exactly the shock of the Torah. The Mishnah on Pei Bavam and Beis has this case that we spoke about a bunch of times. Tosfos quotes on Daled Amud Aleph. Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin shavin v'nisarbu. Two people, same name, same wife name, right? Both getting divorced at the same time, and the gittin somehow of these identical names, husband, identical named wives, getting divorced at the same time. What would you know? The gittin get mixed up between them and as well. What do you do? No sense. Shneim lazu, shneim lazu. You give each of the gittin to each of the wives, right? Or two gittin, so each husband gives his soon-to-be ex-wife two gittin, and you know between the two of them one is the right get. Okay. L'fikach avadach ha'mehem reshei batal. Of course, if you lose one of them and you don't know which is which, then you're in big trouble. Okay. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the author of this Mishnah? Amar Rav Yirmiyah d'loka Rav Elazar. Can't be Rav Elazar. Dear Rav Elazar, kivadam ayde mesira karsi hala yada behemenayu kamagarshi. Since Eide Mesira Karsi, and you don't know which is the real get, you're in trouble. What do they mean? What they mean is that there's a problem with Mesira Lishma. If you have to do a Miman of Shach, you have to do a backup in order to ensure that you've done the right thing. By definition, if you need a backup, then you haven't done Lishma. That's what the Gemara thinks, anyway. There's no such thing as a Miman of Shach solution to a Lishma problem. We could put it more elegantly, right? A Lishma problem cannot be solved with a Miman of Shah solution. Just one more second, I want to finish the thought.
One can't be tested
by these sort of two given at the same time. No, it's because the point is the idea of Lishma is the fact that it is decisive, that it's discernible. That's the idea. And if you have to do something twice because you're not sure which one it is, it's A or it's B, so then there's a lack of Lishma. That's the Gemara's assumption. So this is the Gemara's answer. Bayamar, afilu teima Rabbi Eliezer. It could be Rabbi Elazar. Eima debar Rabbi Elazar k'siva Lishma. Nesina Lishma. Bibay. That's the answer to your question. Is there a din of Nesira Lishma? We never found such a thing. It says v'kasav law, and then it says v'nasan. The law, which is the Lishma, goes on the v'kasav, not on the v'nasan. Yeah.
It's a machlokes in trop.
Okay.
The chosav law is a comma. So you only have siva.
Very good.
But if you do the whole sentence,
the chosav law, the nasan,
the chosav law say decreases the nasan the yodo.
Right, then it's all one hemshek.
Right.
Very good. Very good. So again, the maskana is telling us the chosav law, and that's the lishma. Then comes the mesira. Now. The point is as follows. We reject Mesira Lishma, but that doesn't tell us anything about the following question. Let's say there are two methods to accomplish a get. One is through Rabbi Eliezer's standard Eide Mesira Karsi, which focuses on Ksiva u Mesira, and the other method is specifically only through Chasima. So now, what will require Lishma? Because the word V'kasav, let's say with the trup, right? V'kasav la. So the trup and everything establishes that the law goes on the v'kasav. But Rabbi Meir's view of v'kasav is that it means v'kasav. Rabbi Lazar said v'kasav means kishmo kainu b'kasav. But according to the Rif, if you go the root of Eide Chasima, so maybe you're rereading the pasuk, choosing to reread the pasuk has a flexible meaning. You can read it b'kasav, you can read it b'kasav. Right? So that is the view, if you look for a moment, on the second page. That's the view of Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi ben Achiv Shel Rabbeinu, right? Who's probably the son of the Ra'ah, that the Ritva quotes. You see in second, do you see where I have a double check? On the second side of the page. Rabbeinu Kasav v'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi ben Achiv Shel Rabbeinu Neru, Dahachi Kamakshi. E Rabbi Lazar Ksiva Boi Klomar. Kishimagaresh be'edei mesira. It's a huge kiddush, by the way. It says, when does Rabbi Lazar require ksiva lishma? When the gerushin takes place through the normal right principle of edei mesira karsi. Kishimagaresh be'edei chasima. But if you go the root of edei chasima, even though it's Rabbi Eliezer, pshitalei de chasima boy, ksiva lo boy, kid Rabbi Meir. It's wild, but it's fascinating. Meaning, then Rabbi Eliezer will say, you dafka need chasima lishma, and not ksiva lishma. Again, this is not the standard view, but it's a radical view, but it's an interesting view. Why? The leketana deboi trei ksiva v'chasima. No one, right, we know this not to be so, but this shita is saying, no one will say that you need ksiva and chasima both to be lishma. So then what's koveya? The pasuk, and that's the end of it, or the davar akores? And there's a flexible meaning, v'kasav k'min v'kasav, v'kasav min v'kasav. Mishum hachi lo idkar elachada tziva bay chasima lo bay mishum de'ilach chitalei de'il ahadalei de'medina in achanami ala bedrababa tamar mod b'lozum zuyach mitocho shu pasul iso ne'emar kol echadika chasima de'bay l'shma. So now it might be a dindra abana, but we understand it. What's a dindra abana? Even if you're going through the mechanism of Eide Mesira, which means that the kasa for you means what? Real tziva. But since theoretically, being a rift person, right, you could have gone the Eide Chasima route, and then what would need lishma? Only Eide Chasima. So then, because of that circumstance, at least midrabanan, we have to be posel shema yismoch. The chay nami ki megarish made chasima. Same thing is be true in the other way. Midrabanan is a huge chiddush also. If you're going through the ede chasima route for Rabbi Eliezer, because you can go either one, so then the inan ksiva lishma. Why? Namina Torah, based on the rule of Mod Rav Lazar. The mezuyach mitocho, the ilohav le mezuyach mitocho. Kilkach imagarish beide chasima beinan chasima lishma midina uksiva mishum de rababa. Turns everything on its head. According to this pshat, if you decided, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to use beide chasima karsi, the only reason you'd require ksiva lishma would be because of the reverse of moda Rabbi Lazar. The mezuyach mitocho. That's wild. Okay. Now, if you don't want to say that, so what else could you say? What we said before, which is no. It's not that you can switch what requires lishma as the davar akores, whatever that happens to be, or at least whether it's ksiva or whether it's chasima, depending on which one. That's the doraisa that requires lishma. No, really. The kasav law always requires lishma. Because according to the laws, there aren't two meanings and there isn't an alternative reading. It's not a, intention, what I call an intentional ambiguity. That's not what's going on here. The kasav law always means the kasav law. However, at minimum, we could argue what the Rajba said, which is a much bigger chiddush for the Balei Tosis, we can now say for the Rif. Namely, if you could use this as a davar akores by itself, together with the lishma of the ksiva, then maybe it's always part of an expanded definition of ksiva, and you always require lishma, maybe even doraisa. So that's what the Rajba himself comes back to in the end. Rav Alpha's second check, on the Rashba, Shekosav Rav Lazar Eide Chasima Nami Karsi. Right? Ef Shalom Ardena Kashaklau. The Kivin Shepa'amim Karsi, Lishma Be'inan. Since you could go the route of Karsi through Chasima Daraisa, right? Therefore, Lishma Be'inan. The Chiksiv Lishma Avakasav Kai. Bein aksivas aged biatzmo, bein aksivas aedim. Let the chasimas aedim be considered an expanded ksiva. Elishyesh ladakdek, imkein, Rav Shimon, shiyar, lishitasas, Rav Lazar, hechem makshir, chosmeyem, goyim, afilu shemus mepakim. But if that's the case, how come when our shemus mepakim and non-Jews sign into the shtar, why don't we say, well, ede chasima have the potential to be karsi if they were kosher, therefore, the chasima is part of the ksiva, and if the chasima is part of the ksiva, it should require lishma, it should be a psul, even if they're shameless and hakim, to become up on ksiva se'edim be'inu lishma v'leika. V'chi heche, di'i ika ede chasima, v'isyoi be'ede chasima, afil hachi be'inu ksiva saget lishma, the Rabbi Eliezer, just as, this is fascinating, he says, listen, let's say you went the route of ede chasima. Wouldn't you still require ksiva lishma? According to Rabbi Lazar, not the shita of the Rebbe's son of the Ritva's Rebbe's son. I'm talking about back in the Rajba now. So it's obvious, right? For sure you'd always need ksiva because that's what the pasuk says. There's no intentional ambiguity, it's not interchangeable. The kasav means hardcore the kasav. So you always need the kasav no matter whether you operate with the Eide Masira or you operate with Eide Chasima. Even if you're going Eide Chasima, you need ksiva lishma. So why don't you say the same thing? True, you don't have to use the Ede Chasima for the Kaprisas, but once you have them, they always have to be Lishma, in which case Ede Kuti Afilu B'Shemus Mufakim should be a problem. The Ichta Barkos Pasol Hachanami Ki Chasima Goyim Afa V'Shenimsa Be'edim Ksherim, even if they're Edim Asira Ksherim, Lipso Ta Kula Ksiva Be'inan Lishma. What's the answer? Vishlomar Chasimas Nachri Eina Chasima Klal. It's like a drawing. It's not there. Legally, it's not there. Meaning, al pidin, it's not there. Who command the malia b'diuta dami? I wasn't being politically incorrect. I'm just quoting the Rashba. It's like you colored in with ink. You filled in the space with the ink. Instead of filling in the space with an ink, what you did was you wrote Bartholomew, whatever. Okay. Hilkach, lo mitzal.
They're avoid the Zorah.
What?
They're avoid the Zorah, so they can't.
Well, that about Zorah, but Shemus, he has a name, Bartholomew, Fitzgerald, whatever. Nick Myrish. What? No, but the thing with Provim is that they're never going to have Shemus Mufakim.
You can have a Fitzgerald.
It's Shemus Mufakim, meaning since you know. I mean, Shemus Kutim would be Mazuyef Mitocho if we didn't know what they were.
Right.
But if it's evident, so then we could say, you know what it is? It's instead of painting a picture or drawing a line through, he wrote Bartholomew in. That's a big line. It's Milahu Bidyo. About Ksiva Saget, one more second. Al Korchach Nisla Barkos, Tabino Lishma. But if it's regular Ksiva Saget, that would be a problem. The Hailav Lishmahu, in other words, going back to the Mashal Menimshal. If you're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're using Eide Chasima, right? But so why not say, maybe the Ksiva doesn't have to be Lishma? The answer is, of course it does. That's always the Ksiva. But the Chasima of Shemos Mubakim is scribbling, essentially. The Amrus, the Koshvinale, Kamandalesa, Koshkein, the Leka, Get, and so on. That's the position of the other Rashi. Yeah.
So what happens in that case when you have a get with shameless mufakim? So they're irrelevant. So then.
So it's not mizuyef mitocho.
Right. So the get is b'kuyum hu edim asira.
Yeah. If that's all you.
In other words, you have no longer can use the edim asira.
Unless you had Jewish and non-Jewish mix, but yeah. Right. 100%. Okay, so this is the shita. Now the other possibility, of course, is that...
aren't you afraid of Xavier? I mean, there should be Xavier there too. Somewhere.
Well, you know, the point is this.
Xavier, no signatures. Yes, nonetheless.
Well, what do you mean, in the case of Mufasa and Seamus Mufakim?
Yeah.
No, that's the whole point of Seamus Mufakim. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but you should.
There's no Xavier. No, because everybody knows what they are. It's unmistakable. That's what Mufakim means.
Yeah, but he says...
There's no Kashash.
But he says it's a good get. And it's a good
get. It is a good get.
Signatures. I would make
Xavier. No, it's a good get because...
Of the Messiah.
Because the signatures there are so... Are so unrealistic,
yeah,
that it's right. That's like they're not there. That's exactly his point. Kiman delay sadami. That's his point. If there was not Shemus Mufakim, even if you happen to know that they were non-Jews, you'd make a gzera because not everybody else knows. But if it's so absurd, then you know it's so. It's just. There's nothing to worry about. Okay. The other possibility, of course, which is the... So what's interesting is that we have several views. We have two extremes so far. We have the Bali Tosfos to say this is just a gzeira, and it's in a way, the Lishma aspect of it is almost like a gzeira to gzeira, in a way. Because it's, you know, gzeira, you know, atu, shema, you know, yichtov, shalom lishma in the chasima atu ksiba. That's one extreme. Then you have the Rajba, just one second, and the other extreme, which was saying that even according to the Bali Tosfos, any constructive addition, including Chasimos, because of their Raya impact, is an expanded definition of the Kasav, and therefore is included in the concept of Ksiva Lishma. Then you have the second view of the Rajba, which is, according to Bali Tosfos, that's pushing it to say that, because the idea of Lishma is part of the Kinyan HaGet, and the contribution that we're speaking about is on the Raya side of Get, not on the Kinyan side, and therefore that's not considered a significant contribution to be defined as Ksiva. But according to the Rif, since in fact you could be Koreis as HaGet only by means of Edei Chasima, since you have that possibility, therefore that certainly is included in the Ksiva HaGet. That's the kind of moderate version of the Rajba Lefi Harif. And then you have the Ritva, who has this other radical view, who says, really what requires the Shema Daraisa is whatever is Koreis, which means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you go the route of Eide Chasima, all you need Lishma Daraisa is Chasimos. Even the Ksiva doesn't require it. It only requires it Midin Rabbanan of Amra Baba, it would make no difference. The chasimos, if you go through Eide Chasira, or the ksiva, if you go through Eide Chasima, would be exactly the same. Now, the middle shita there is the position that the Ritva quotes on top. Let's just get through this quickly, which is not that it's part of the ksiva, and not that everything depends on the Davar HaKoreis, but that the potential to use this is a Davar HaKoreis, not in fact when you are using it, but the potential to use it as a Davar HaKoreis at least makes it a Gzeira Atu, so it's a Dindra Rabbanan of Mizuyot Mitocho, but it's based on the Rif's idea. And this is really also the view of the Ramban and the Ravid. The truth is that the Ravid, in his Asogos on the Rif, when he wants to bring a proof for the Rif, quotes the problem of Motiv Ravzos and Mizuyot Mitocho. Says, if you hold like the Bali Tosfos, so why should Rabbi Eliezer think that Lishma and Chasimos is like Mizuyot Mitocho? Right? But if you hold, according to you know the Rif, that Rabbi Eliezer also can go the route of Eide Chasima, and therefore they're also going to be Koreis, so then in the times when you're going to use the Chasima, you need Ksiva and Chasima Lishma, and because of those times, you always need Chasima Lishma. That's the Ravid's argument in the Asogos HaRif. I'm not going to read it because it's a little late. Then the Ramban says in Sefer Aschus, when he responds to the Ravid, he says, I'm with you 100%. Ravid, I think you're 100% on target in reading the idea of Motor Velazar and Mzuyah Mitofitz. One second. I think you're on target. He says, however, when you tell it to me, you're preaching to the committed. Because I happen to think the Rif is right, and I happen to think that your vision Amzuf Mitocho is correct. He says, but I'll tell you what I think are big of Ephraim and the Balamar, who hold like the Balitosis, and say that only Eidim Messiah works according to our laws. I'll tell you what they're going to say. They're going to say something like the fact that since it's a Tikkun Olam that you should be Chosem Al-Aget, that's also a reason to make it Mizuv Mitocho. So that's what they're going to get out of it. So it's not going to be a good proof for the Rif, because it's only a proof for the people who believe in the Rif to begin with. However, I think it's correct. So what did the Ramban have in mind about Rabbeinu Ephraim that they're going to say because of the Raya, that's enough? He doesn't explain. The Rajba's explanation that it's part of the Ksiva is probably what the Ramban, or something like what the Ramban is referring to. Yeah.
Bartholomew was not good.
Okay.
But we have to realize this was written in the Middle Ages.
Okay.
For Rav Moshe ben Amram Halevi Bartholomew is kosher.
So we should find a different medieval Shemos Mufak. Okay. But the truth is, it was written in the time of the Talmud. Shemos Mufak.
But they had this problem too.
Right. But if we were applying it today, we could use Bar. I do this today. Today names are. Everybody has, you know. I guess the previous generation, everybody had these kind of names.
He was a Pope's name, that's fine.
What? Yeah?
Okay. Pope Benedict. Yes, okay. Yes.
Good. Now I want to say something. So this is the Ritzvah here. I just want to get to this point. The Tama Mishum, on the top of the page of the Ritzvah. This is what he discusses. The Tama Mishum the Osi Lemismach Alzeh Ki Megarish Beede Chasima below Eide Mesira Lahakshir Eide Chasima Shelo Lishma. This is the other moderate view that I was talking about before. The Raibid, the Ramban, on the shorter page, the continuation of the Ritzvah. So he says, again, what I have underlined. The Tama Mishum, the problem of Zub Mitocho, is a problem of Osil Mismach Alzeh, Ki Amagarish, Be'edek Hasima, Below Edim Mesira, Ma'akshu Edek Hasima Shalolishma. What we're worried about is, if you're going the route of Edim Mesira, then Doraisa, there's no problem. But there's a Darabanan problem. We're worried that when you only use Eide Chasima, then you might use an Eide Chasima Shalolishma. This is an interesting shita too. This is really what the Rabbi Ramban are arguing, which is the word, the Pasuk V'Kasav, is fixed. It always means Ksiva according to Eliezer. If you go Eide Chasima, you still need Ksiva Lishma. But if you go with Eide Chasima, even though you need Ksiva Lishma, you'll also need Chasima Lishma. In other words, there are two Mechaivim of Lishma. One is Vakasav, and the other is the Dabra Kores. And no, that would both be Doraisa. Both be Doraisa. What's Drabanan is when you go the root of Eide Mesira, right? But you have Eide Chasima Chasumim, then, because of us in the middle, we're worried in a case where you only use Eide Chasima, that's Dra. That Chashash is only Drabanan. Whereas according to the Rajba, that would be Doraisa too, because that's all part of the Vikasa. Is that clear? So there, just I'm trying to show you there's a range of views. And he thinks that's the Shakla Batari of the Gemara here. V'hod Armina Dafino V'loza Ki Megarish Beide Chasima V'loi De Mesira Debina Chasima L'shma Efter the Makshel Ayoda L'ha Drabapa. He didn't know this idea of Mizuv Mitocho. Inami Meish L'farish D'hachakam. The Havamina was, he knew about Mizuv Mitocho, but he was exactly... The 2 days in the Gemara, the discussion in the Gemara revolves around exactly where to draw the line in Mizuv Mitocho, as we've explained it. He Rabbi Lazar Ksiva Boy, Chasima Lo Boy. What does he mean? The Kivin Dula Rabbi Lazar Eide Mesira Karsi, the Eide Chasima Lo Boy. Even though you could use Eide Chasima without Eide Mesira, but you don't need to. If you want, you can always work with Ksiva Lishma alone by using Eide Mesira. To Efshar Lagarish Beide Mesira Below Eide Chasima. The Kasol Damar Kra Lo Amar Ela Biksiva Bilachud. This is the Havamina of the Gemara. We know there's a concept of Mizuyav Mitocha, but he would never apply it to Eide Chasima, since unlike Ksiva, they're never indispensable. Because you'll always have the option of Eide Mesira. Therefore, even if you use the Eide Chasima, the Gemara thought, you're co-race with them, and they work, they still don't need to be Lishma. Lishma is only that which is indispensable, the Ksiva. Right? Shehi amakeves avaloch sima. Dafin hu megaris beidech asima. Kivin de efshel megaris beloch asima. Delo hikpid hizakilain. Delo hikpid a Torah. Ela adavar hamaakev. Dehainu aksima. The havamin of the Gemara was the only thing that can be mezuyach mitocho is something that is indispensable. For example, you need edim, right? So if you have edim psulim, that's a problem. Ulefi peirzeh ki aminu lekaman liolam rav lazari. So when the Gemara turned around and said, no, this is a mezuyach mitocho problem. What they changed their mind is in the scope of this din of mod rav lazari mezuyach mitocho. What they understood was it's not true that anything which is indispensable in theory, right? Anything that is not indispensable in theory is not subject to mezuyach mitocho. Rather, what's important is in this particular case what's indispensable. So if I happen to, in this case, be using the Eidich HaSimah, there are no Eidich Masira, so I need, in this case, Eidich HaSimah are indispensable. Theoretically, they weren't indispensable, because I always could have brought Eidich Masirah. But now, since I'm going the root of Eidich HaSimah, these Eidich HaSimah are playing a more central role. Once they're playing that kind of role, that's Mezuyach Mitocho. The lav kid kasok daitach, not like the havamina, that torlo kpida el al ksiba ha ma'akebes of a law al kasima. The havamina thought objective indispensability, we'll call it. The hani mileche de leisa. Aleche de isa, when you have a de kasima and you want to use it, when begarish be de kasima, then be inan kasima lishma. Why? Sha Torah akol ksiba shebeget, hikpida shehe lishma. Okay, so these are the range of views. Now there's another shita.
Is there an option that once you have Eidich HaSimah, you find out that they lack something that you can then go to
Eidich HaSimah? Or vice versa. Well, it depends what they lack. Yeah, because otherwise you have other Rav Lazar Mezuyach Mitocho. Right, it depends. If Shalol Lishma is Ma'akev, that's what the Gemara says. Mod Rav Lazar Mezuyach Mitocho applies to Eidich HaSimah. Whether it's Rabbanan or Daraisa, we've been discussing. But
I'm suggesting in this particular case, the question that you raise.
Well, it's always the case where you have.
Are they the Ma'akev? Right?
So but you always have the words Mod Rav Lazar Mezuyach Mitocho means even when you're using Eidich HaSimah. The only question is whether that part is a Din Rabbanan. Or it's a din d'oraisa, but at minimum, that's the din d'rabbanan that we're talking about. That's what we're always referring to. Mod Rav Lazar Mezuyach Mitocho, even if you're going the route of Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, Shelo Lishma, are posel. Now, why is that? D'oraisa because of the kasav? Or d'rabbanan, Sheme Yismo, Chafilu, Kishu, Mishtamesh, Eidei Chasima? That's the argument. Okay. Now there's one other shita that you should be aware of, which the Rambam also quotes, but the Rif quotes here. In name of the Gaon, we saw it already, but I just wanted to, from a Mezuyach Mitocho point of view now, look on Mem Chesem and Aleph in the Dapir Rif.
What happens if the Eidim Mesira are also the Eidim Mesira?
Okay. The truth is that Bala Itur says that when the Mishnah says Tikkun Olam, normally we assume it means other Eidim Mesira.
Yeah, normally.
The Itur says it means preferably the Eidim Mesira themselves. Now it depends. If the Ksiva was Shalom Lishma, you'd have the same problem. You would never have the problem in Psul because the Imanu Shachar, the Apostle, the Apostle. But if the Chasima was Shalom Lishma, it would be Mod Rav Lazar Mezuyach Mitocho. It would be the same case, even though it was the same people. Okay. If you look at Mem Chesam and Aleph in the Daf Yarif, so let me just mention this very quickly. This is a fascinating thing. The Rif's first, just go for a second, a Mem Zayinot base in the Daper Rif for a minute. On the very top of the page, the Rif says, "Meha nami shaminan." When the Rif first stated his halacha that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Eidei Chasim alone will also work, so he brought a raya. What's the raya? "Meha nami shaminan." The lo beinan Eidei Mesira hechadik Eidei Chasim. When you have Eidei Chasima, you don't need Eidei Mesira. Why? The Harav who the Amar in Nisa Spade Achad Uksav Yad Sofer Shahablad Mamzer. What's the case? Let's say you have an Eid Echad written into the Shtar, and you have Ksav Yad Sofer. Now, you don't have two Eidim written in the Shtar, you only have one Eid in the Shtar, and you have the Sofer who wrote out the Shtar. Okay, so what happens? The the pshat, it's a blood bouncer. Now, who is this man Dabar? This is Rav. Who does Rav hold like? We read this before, but I just want to bring it to a different context. Who Amar Halacha Karbalah? The Begitin, the Rif claims. The other Rishonim think it's not true, but the Rif says, a Rav, he's an adherent of the view of Rabbi Eliezer. So he says, let's think about this. What happened here exactly? There's only one Eid Echad, not Kapasel, it's an Eid Echad Kosher, but there's only one Eid Echad written in the Get. Okay? One Eid Echad written in the Get. And this is according to the view of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Rif says like this. According to the Bali Tosis, well, he didn't know the Bali Tosis, but according to that view, which says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, only Eid Masira work. So what's the case? Obviously a case where there were Eid Masira. Right? Because if there weren't Eid Masira, there's nothing to talk about. There's only one Eid. One Eid. There's only an Eid Echa. Eid Echa doesn't do anything. In Darvish Shabereva. So it must be that the case was, there are two Eidim Asira, and there's also an Eid written in the Shtar. Right? If that's the case, Hashta Eichad the Lake Eidich Asima Klal, Vafilo Eid Echad, Mach Shirav, Eichad Ike Eid Echad, the Eidim Asira Pasol, Vahavle Avlad Mamzer, Ato Eid Echad, Migra Gara, Meheichad the Lake Eid Klal? What's he asking? Listen, according to the Bali Tosis, right? You have to have Eidim Asira no matter what. So we have Eid Masira in the case, we all agree. And what else do you have? An Eid Kosher written in the Shtar. And the Gemara says, since there's only one Eid Kosher written in the Shtar, the Vlad, the Mamzer. So the Rif says, what happened here? Right? You have two Eid Masira and one Eid Chasima. Right? So the one Eid Chasima is not enough on his own, but he's worse than if there was no Eid Chasima at all. You could say that Vlad is a Mamzer because there's one Eid and not two Eidim, but you have Eid Masira anyway. Therefore, what must it be, says the Rif? Like me, that Rabbi Elazar can either use Eid Masira or Eid Chasima. What's the case? There were no Eid Masira. Right? So how many Eid Chasima do you need?
Two.
How many do you have?
One.
So you can't remarry. If you remarry on the basis of a get, which is no good, then the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's the Rif's proof, one of his proofs, it's his first proof here, that Rabbi Elazar believes in either Eid Chasima or Eid Masira. Fine. Then at the very end of the piece, he quotes now the Mem Chesem Aleph. He goes back to this, and he says, "B'chazinon l'gaon," right before the Mishnah. See four lines before the Mishnah, "B'chazinon l'gaon." Everybody have it? "B'chazinon l'gaon damar." To answer this raya, it's a killer raya, right? The other Rishonim say, "Nah." Rav doesn't hold like, at least Rav, what he said. The statement, it was according to Rabbi Meir, it wasn't according to Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gaon, probably Rabbi Gaon, had a different answer to this question. What was his answer? Chazina le Gaon, the Amar Heva Yodin. You should know. The Haid Amar of Lazar, Ksav Sofer, the Eid of Lad Mamzer. When you have a single Eid Echad, right, and the Psak is that the Vlad is a Mamzer, according to Rabbi Lazar. The reason for that is Mishum Dahavale Hamilsa Rabbi Lazar Kimzuyef Mitocho Shavlad Mamzer. The reason is because it's the equivalent of Moda Rabbi Lazar Kimzuyef Mitocho. Right, and then the Rif ends. I'll explain in 1 minute. Biapagav Dahai Mili De Gaon Sasri Lamila Didan. Right, this is the Rif's modesty speak. Even though what he says is in contradiction to what I wrote. Chazina Lemichtavinu. I thought to write it Mishum the Melechas Shemayim. Right, that's strike one for I guess Eilu Veilu Dibra Lekim Chaim or respect. What
he means well.
Yeah, the Melechas Shemayim. His shita should be recorded as well. Now, what does he mean by that? Why didn't the Rif like it? What did the Gaon say? And the Rambam quotes this in the Deah as well. So obviously the Rambam took it. The Rambam doesn't quote Shitos Stam, as you know. But the Rambam quotes this in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gerush, and he quotes the Shita as well. Well, what does it mean? What's the problem with it? Very simply, what are the Modra Blazer Mzuyim, just 1 second, that we know of? Two of them. Two types. Eidim Psulim and Shalol Lishma. And now all of a sudden we have a third one. Right? Eid Echad? And not Shnayim Eidim. That's also Modra Blazer Mzuyim Mitocha. So that's what the Rif said before. Just an Eid Echad who's kosher is Gara, mean no Eid at all. Where's the Mizuyah Mitocha? What? Asi Lesmuchen? There's no. It's like Shemos Mitocha. No one's going to say he's Eid Echad. You can rely on Eid Echad. They're not going to say that. as far as this kosher is, is an aid kosher, what's the problem? There's no answer about the mitzvah, about the kula. What's the problem here? Well, why is that mitzvah mitocha? So I think that the answer is a different perspective of Modra Blazim Zuv mitocha. And that is based a little bit on the Ramban. When the Ramban related to the question, the Rif said what he said, you can either go the Eide Chasima route or the Eide Mesira route, according to Rabbi Lazar's reading. Rabbi Lazar is read by the Rif, correct? So all the Rishonim asked, so he should have said, Af Eide Mesira Karsi, right? Instead of saying Eide Mesira Karsi, and there are different answers in the Rishonim. So the Ramban gives two answers. One answer the Ramban is, if it had said, Af Eide Mesira Karsi, we would have thought you need Eide Chasima and you need both. Hamash Malan, you can get away with Eide Mesira alone, and Hu Adin, you can get away with Eide Chasima alone. Why would you think that you need Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima? And he doesn't explain. But in light of everything we've discussed about Rav Lazar, Rav Meir, we've discussed it somewhat extensively, there's much more to say, but we've still spent quite a bit of time on it, we can understand very well why there might be a shita that says you need Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima. Why? Because each one contributes what the other one is lacking. Eidim Asira is kinyan par excellence. You have the Eidim present at the big critical moment when the Bailus changes, right? That's the advantage. On the other hand, what's the disadvantage, right? Which you said before. There's no raya. There's nothing. It's just a piece of paper with some writing on it. It's a wish list, as far as we know. We don't know that it was ever used for anything. From a raya point of view, Eidim Asira is a disaster. From a Kenyan point of view, you can't do better than Eidim Asira. So what's the Havamina according to Rabbi? If it had said, Af Eidim Asira Karsi, we would have said, what you need, what is a shtar? A shtar is something which focuses on Kenyan, right, but also produces Laman, Yamdu, Yamim Rabim, Araya. So the Rama, actually, on Kuf Samaches and Bava Basra, says something like this to explain the idea of Modra B'lazer M'zuv Mitocho. He says, what do you mean Modra B'lazer M'zuv Mitocho? The answer is, what could be better than that? If you had not only a Shtar Kinyan, but Laman Yamdu Yamin Rabim as well, once you start with that, can't go back. Once you've given us a taste, you know, of a superior contract, we hold you to that higher standard. That's undoubtedly what the Ramban is saying as well. That's the pshat, undoubtedly, in the Gaon of the Rif and the Yesh Omrim quoted in the Rambam. Meaning, what is the idea of Modra B'lazer M'zuv Mitocho? Different from the other shitas that we spoke of till now. The idea is that you're held, if you're ambitious and you want to formulate a contract in a manner, right, which also accentuates additional meaningful dimensions. So take it from the Rashba's point of view. Not only does that get integrated into the Vakasav, more than that, you're now held to the higher standard of what you aspired to create. And if you wanted to create this Raya Kinyan and you fall short, right, there's no backup. It's an integrated effort and you lose. So if you write a Shtar and you put in Eidecha, it says the Gaon, in that situation, since you started but didn't complete the raya, it falls short at a raya level. This whole chesed shel shtar is judged by the ambition. Yeah.
Shot in the machlokes is this: that a stam shtar has one aid.
Huh? Well, stam shtar has two.
A check has one aid.
A check is more like a ksav yad.
Yeah, that is, but it's a Kenyan.
Huh?
So.
But that's because it's the Mishayev who signs it.
Yeah, the Mishayev signs it.
Right.
Which you don't have in guest.
Because he witnesses it.
You need witnesses, so you can't mix it up.
Right. That's there you need two. Okay. What's that?
Imkar
Oskar. If you're already going the route of if you want to expand this star and include a Raya component, then you're judged by your capacity to have accomplished that particular goal. Okay, well, next week we'll move on to the next Gemara, and in 2 weeks after that we'll do a Pesach shiur. Feel better.
Huh?
Feel good. crowd.
Wow. I didn't even know.
I thought you were sitting and listening to the
my mind.